Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We sit with Jenny and Devin. We keep the receipts, we keep the evidence, we see.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Receipts Pod.
Hey.
With me, Devin.
And Jenny.
Yeah, we're here to talk about all the messy stuff. We're really going to get into it. We're going to go into our receipt for the week. First off, Jenny, what you got?
Okay, so this week I have a reply guy. So I've got a guy that DMs me all the time. He pretty much, he likes to comment on like every photo. Mm-hmm. If I post an Insta story, which I do multiple daily, yeah. He likes to send me a reaction emoji.
Yep.
Sometimes likes to comment on those too. And this week, he actually sent me a message, including another Instagram comedian who I had not met before. So he's doing a group DM to the two of us. And he said, okay, my two strong female comics.
Great start.
Future icons.
Yep.
Molly is an upcoming talent, and Jenny will probably be on Gossip Girl at some point.
Does that show still exist?
Yes, they're making a sequel, and absolutely, it is my dream to be on Gossip Girl. I would love to.
I want that for you.
Thank you so much. That weird intro out of the way, please talk, ladies. So then I do not respond to him. Not I immediately sure. message Molly, separate from our conversation. I say, Molly, ... do you know at my reply guy, or does he just message you? Oh my God, no, he just messages me. I don't know how he knows who I am. And then the two of us just chat. And ultimately, he made a huge mistake telling us that he's not just our personal reply guy.
Yeah.
That he does it to two other women. Like
At least. Yeah.
And I'm a little sad because I thought that I was like the only object of his attention. Mm-hmm. And now I know we're opening it up to other people. Kind of frustrating. And also, he's kind of a terror. Like,
yeah, I've never had a reply guy, so I've never had this experience. It seems flattering at first, but then you're like, all right, man, get out of my dick.
Yeah.
Get off my dick.
Absolutely get off my dick. Mm-hmm. I, you know what? It was a little flattering. And then I stopped responding to him because it just got to be too much. And it's like, I don't have time for this. Mm-hmm. And Molly looks very similar to me. She's also a tiny brunette Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. So he's got a fandom type for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Which,
so you kind of got to be on the lookout. Like, if you see any other like small Jewish looking women,
I got to warn them.
You got to be like, yo, like,
like, watch if out. This guy messages you,
watch out for homeboy.
Yeah. Be careful. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's my week. Just like very surprising that he wanted to connect us. That feels like that ruins everything.
That
for
is
him.
Very strange. He kind of like blew his own spot up.
Yeah, he did.
You know, like he could have been out here just like chilling, like going between like Jewish woman to Jewish woman.
Yeah.
Like nobody really knows what's up. And then he pulled a Drake and put all his exes in a group chat. And that's that's what you can't do.
He did pull a Drake.
Yeah. So reply guys out there, this is an example of what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please take note.
Yeah, please take notes. So, Dev, what do you got? What's your receipt this week?
My receipt is actually from a situation that happened last night.
Okay.
I was
recent.
I was on the train, you know, making my way downtown,
mm-hmm.
and and
he's homebound.
There was a girl that I was like sitting across. I was sitting across from like these like five like real like stylish, cool looking women, and I was kind of like glancing up at all of them, but like one of them specifically, it was like we like made eye contact like a couple times, and I was like, you like, I would never speak to a woman on the train. Like, it's just,
yeah, that's intimidating.
Yeah, it just feels like the wrong, everybody's kind of on guard. It feels mm-hmm. like the wrong place to flirt. But I was just going to kind of leave it at the eye contact. That's usually what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But then this woman came up to me.
Wow. Bold.
Like a stop before her stop.
Okay.
And was like, hey, I just thought I should like come up to you and say something. I actually am a member of this church. And
no.
And we really are trying to find new members, and we're really just getting off the ground. It's a great church. I think this would be a good opportunity for you to connect with Jesus. I don't know what your situation is. What's your Instagram? And then we exchanged Instagrams. Turns out she knows a comedian that I know. They went to like sewing school together.
Okay.
It's not a guy who you would expect it to be.
Interesting.
And then she DM'd me. That's crazy, talking about the similarity.
The guy that you know.
Yeah. And then she goes, here's the info for Sunday. And then she sent me a poster for
very hip flyer.
Yeah, it looks cool. I've never been to church in New York, but I do imagine that they're pretty cool. The location is at a place, I don't know if I should say this, but it's a place called the Improv Asylum.
Oh yeah. It's old UCB.
Like the old
So the old Chelsea Theater UCB is now, I guess, a church. Very surprising, because I've definitely engaged in debaucherous acts in that very theater.
Okay.
I don't know if Jesus would like the flirting I did there.
Okay, that's when you say debaucherous acts, I don't think that you're being flirty.
No, I meant like definitely made out there, definitely flirted with an improv comedian, and that is debauchery.
That's a sin.
That's a sin,
that's
absolutely.
A sin. That's not what Jesus wants to see.
Mm-mm. Okay, wow. So did you respond to her? Are you going to see her? Or are you going to church?
I just liked the posts. Okay. I just liked the stuff that she sent. I'm not.
Give it a heart.
I'm not going to her cool New York church. No, thank you. And also in my Instagram bio right now, I have that I'm a Christian comedian, just okay. kind of as a bit.
Okay.
This is a thing. I've been referring to myself as a Christian. Stop. I've been referring to myself as a Christian comedian because, you know, I'm out here, you know, praising the Lord with my jokes now. It's all for the man upstairs.
Yeah.
And it's
in the attic.
It's very much a God. Joke. And she read it and she was like, oh, you do Christian comedy. And I was like, not really. And she was like, oh, okay, so you're kind of joking about God. And I was like,
so you're maybe going to hell, Devin. She maybe got you.
And I was like, whoops.
I actually think our special guest might have a thought on this, might know whether you're going to heaven or hell or not.
I guarantee you our guest does have quite a bit to say about this situation. Our guest today is a comedian. You guys might have heard him on the National Lampoon Radio Hour. He's a close friend / ex-roommate of mine. And Ooh. We also host a monthly show together called Dad at the Jane Hotel.
Very good show.
You guys, welcome to the pod, my boy, Alex English.
Hello, everyone. Devin is going to hell. there's so much I really wanted to say while he was talking.
Yeah, give it to us.
I had to wait.
About me being a Christian comedian?
Oh, man. Devin, you know, here's the thing. I've seen Devin in action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heard Devin in action.
Okay. Stop it. At home in your former apartment together.
All I have to say to that is that God is watching.
Okay.
Here's the thing about the time that
you
Alex...
You have to be mindful of just who you really are, friend.
Here's the thing about when Alex and I lived together. He saw maybe two women in that apartment.
Oh, you're being very kind to yourself.
Okay.
The entire time. He saw maybe two women, and then I think he just sort of extracted.
Anytime somebody says maybe something.
Maybe two, it's actually.
Increase that number, maybe like double.
Double
okay,
it.
You're right. Maybe three.
Maybe double
it. You just lied on your own pocket?
I mean, there's no way to know for sure, but it wasn't. Alex, he overstates what the situation
okay.
was.
Mm.
It wasn't.
I don't know. Mm. I think I believe Alex.
It wasn't popping off like that. It was very chill.
Okay.
We'll leave it up to, you know, the listeners.
Yeah, listeners, you decide for yourselves.
Who's telling the truth here? But I mean, you know, Devin opera, first of all, the church train lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't date Christians.
Okay. Okay?
Like I don't
as a rule.
I don't date Christians.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were in Detroit?
I don't date Christians. I didn't date Christians then. They may say that they're Christians, but they're not Christians.
So. Okay. I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't date church people, church gays. They annoy me.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
Only because I come from a very religious background.
Mm-hmm.
And it I got out.
Okay.
So
you
where did you grow up?
Detroit.
Okay. In Detroit. Okay, yeah. Cool.
You have, yeah, let's get into your situation. I know a lot about you, but the listeners but the listeners don't. You know, okay, so you're from Detroit, you're a comedian. How long have you been in New York? Tell us your deal.
8 years.
8 years.
New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, the deal is that to the context of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I've been living a very wholesome life.
Wholesome, okay.
And
very holy, godly.
You know, very respectful of everybody's time and space. And
is this just pointed towards Devin
just
right
a
now?
Very, you know, just a very healthy experience.
Okay.
And, you know, very diverse.
Okay.
You know,
that's true. That's true. I will agree with that. A true diverse array.
Yes, my body is not racist. It's
oh, that's
open. It's
beautiful.
Open to all races and, and background. Well, it is sexist. My body is sexist.
Sexist. Okay, that's fair.
My body is sexist.
Okay.
My penis is a men's rights activist.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Someone needs to defend them.
Someone has to support them.
Someone has to support all the men out there.
It's gonna be
Alex's penis is supporting.
I remove myself from my penis in that act.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's you know I'm all about the woman.
Okay.
But my dick
your
is
dick
like,
is just
my
like,
dick is like I don't know about that.
I get it.
And I mean, you know, it's
I
know.
My vagina is also a men's rights activist.
You know, I just sometimes I'm like sometimes I talk to my penis and I'm like, can you show support for women the way I and it's just vehement. No.
No, thank you.
We have, I mean, there are so many women out there that I'm like, really? And
even her?
Even, and he's like, mm-mm.
Okay.
No, we don't do that stuff.
So you've been dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the most recent, like, where are you right now?
Great question,
in your
Jenny.
Dating?
Great question.
Thank you.
Absolute great question.
What the hell is going on over here? Like, I'm pretty much like a free bird right
okay.
now.
Yeah.
Kind single.
Of, you're kind of moving around in the apps right now. What apps are you moving around on?
I feel like every app is the same. App.
Okay.
You run into a lot of the same dudes.
You run into the same people. Like Tinder's no different from Grindr, which is no different from Chappie, which is no different from Scruff, which is no different from Raya. They're all
and also
the same people.
Also jacked.
Yes, Jack. I stray from discussing Jack because no one really seems to know what it is. But Jack is just basically Black Grindr.
Okay.
You get sex and you get drugs from there.
You can get drugs off there?
I don't know if Grindr's the same way, but there are plenty of drug dealers on Jack. So I've found weed men from there before.
That's convenient, actually.
It's very convenient
to find
especially
drugs
if
and sex
you,
in the
especially
same
place. If you find a drug dealer that you know, wants to suck your dick too.
Oh like, my God.
That's ideal.
Oh, two for
happened.
One.
That has happened. Yeah.
Two for one. I love that.
That has happened. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, they're all the same though to me because I like go on these different apps and I'm like, okay, this is going to be different. They market themselves all differently, but then you get on there and it's the same 20 people that you may have seen before, hooked up with before, said no to before. So,
it's literally the same people.
Yeah.
Like you've seen the same
There's no
the
point
person.
In blocking people on these things because you're going to run into them again on the same
thing. Just on a different app.
Yeah.
So are you on Raya?
I am, but it's just like Tinder and that, like when you match with people, they don't really reply to you.
Yes.
Then you get some people that you have like extensive conversations with, and then it like goes nowhere.
And yeah,
gone
you
on
never
a date
meet
from
a person.
Raya. Yeah, I don't think I've gone on a single date from Raya, and I pay for that. That's
I know
crazy,
it's
right?
$30 a month, right? Something
it's
crazy.
$30 a month?
No. What?
15?
You can pay for it differently. I think it's
okay.
like a 15 or something like that. I don't think I have to pay for it again for like another like four
Got
months
it.
Or something. But
yeah, I think
I probably won't renew it. Honestly, because it's not like it. Nothing. There's nothing really happening.
I feel like the best thing about Raya is to be able to tell people you're on Raya.
Yes,
I feel like that's the.
Yeah,
that's
it's
the
bragging rights.
I mean, you do see yo celebrity every now and again, but
right.
it's like, are they going to? I'm not saying who I ran into.
Okay, I don't know.
I will tell you, there's been a couple times where Alex has seen somebody and he's been like, "Damn it, look who I saw! Look who I saw!"
You can't screenshot it, which is such
yeah,
a shame.
Yeah, because you get kicked out of the community. Raya is all about community. You got
oh,
it.
You can't.
Well, the community of DJs and photographers that I've
seen. Yeah, creative and real estate agents and shit. That's all the fuck everybody on there is like some fucking stylist or some sort of like, oh, God.
Photographer.
But then they're all on the same, you know. I talked to one dude that like works at GLAD for like weeks on Raya. And then just the other day I saw him in my like Tinder likes thing. And I'm like, motherfucker,
you, yeah, where have you been?
Why are you liking me on Tinder when we just had a long ass conversation on Raya?
Is this the guy I'm thinking about?
I don't know if I told you about this guy. He just kind of, it didn't go anywhere.
He's a blip.
He was just kind of like, I mean, he's cool, cute dude, but like, it just kind of, the conversation kind of drifted into nothing.
So yeah.
That happens a lot. But like more, like, those apps are different. Tinder's kind of different in that way. You can't, like, you don't really find like your one night stands on Tinder, I feel like.
I haven't, at least.
I think the grid apps, the ones that tell you how close someone is.
Yes.
That's more suited for that. Like somebody's like, oh, you're 0.0 miles away. It's like, oh, they're in my building.
So, right.
Right. So like, obviously, I'll just go downstairs.
Yeah. That tends to happen more often.
Because you used to live, by a club.
Yeah. When I lived in Harlem, I used to live by a nightclub that had like a gay night every like Friday night. And so I'm not much of a club head like that. I'll go every now and again. But, you know, that was when everybody would end up on my app radar because like, they were right there. You know, they didn't have to live there to be there. They were right there. So I would tell people, I'm like, oh, you're at the club right now, huh? And then I would open with that. And they'd be like, yeah, how did you know? I'm like, I live around the corner. And I was like, how's the club? And he's like, it's kind of boring.
Right, well, time to go.
Guess what's not boring? My bedroom. You know, so come through.
Classic.
So
Harlem.
I love that Friday night tradition.
But Harlem was definitely like my whole phase. That was definitely like, I was like, how many years ago was that? Like 5 years ago. So I was like, you know, I was just out here. You know, I had just like stopped dating this dude that I was living with briefly.
Okay.
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were. I mean, it was a club promoter. So,
oh, yeah.
But I still had to pay to
get
into parties.
Say no more.
So, like,
say no more about this.
Also, it was pretty useless.
Also, not your first club promoter.
Oh, no.
Or not your last club promoter.
Multiple club promoters?
Two.
That's still also, more than one.
But I still had to pay to get in.
Then it's like.
Obviously, how good? My body's not worth admission.
Yeah, you break up with that club promoter. Like, they can't get you a free table.
He's like, yeah, you could get past the line, but it's still going to be 15 for you, player.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even on a list. You know, that's crazy. And then you show up, and then it's like people that are also fucking that club promoter. And even then, when you're living with them, you can't get them to be. I was just like, but for me, it was more so he wanted it to be like a very. He wanted somebody more submissive than I.
Okay.
Especially if they were. I found out later that he had like a reputation for bringing dudes and making them like live with him and wanting them to like be clean
like,
and cook and not and, have like, nothing to do. And I'm like,
I'm the wrong.
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy
like,
for
no,
this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm actually a comedian. I'm outspoken.
And at this point, I really wasn't even hitting comedy hard like
really?
That. I was kind of just working. I was doing mics every once in a while, but I was like just working a lot just to make money because I had just moved here around that time. So I wasn't really like trying to be like laid up under no dude that I'm probably not gonna like in the next month, which was the case. I'm like, I look at him now and I'm like, oh God, what the fuck was I doing?
We all have those.
Yeah.
I have so many.
Yeah. But I mean, the apps, the apps serve their purpose, you know,
Which
a couple
is your
weeks.
Favorite? Yeah.
Well, a recent favorite I had, I came home. I think I was hanging out with y'all, particularly, you know, Devin, and Gary, particularly late. And
the dads.
Yeah.
For the listeners, the dads.
We have our meetups where we like commiserate and close out bars and stuff. So it was
cute.
It was very late.
Absolutely jealous.
It's very
Would
late.
Love to be there.
It's a fun time.
It's a good time. It was particularly late and I went home and I was kind of just like up and didn't have much to like. I was like, oh, I'm just scrolling. And I see this very attractive like Hispanic dude.
Okay.
And We're just talking, you know, like just very simple conversation that just kind of turned into like the exchange of like X-rated photos.
Okay,
was
yeah.
this in Greenpoint?
No, this was not recent. This was not that recent.
Okay.
This was not your birthday recent. This
did you hook
ago.
Up on Devin's birthday?
That's a great question, Jenny.
No.
That was a great question.
No, there was no hookup. There was a brief thing and then I went home. But but going back to this particular
case. Okay, sorry.
I went on the app and talked to this guy, exchanged some pictures, and he was like, look, basically very blunt. He was just like, I just want to come over. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, whatever. This was the point of the conversation I wanted to get to. So he lived very close, so he got there within 10 minutes.
Perfect.
And there was really no conversation had. By the time he walked in, it was pretty much no lights, no camera action.
Yeah, okay.
30 minutes, good time.
Perfect time.
I will go back for a second. And in the conversation, he definitely bulleted his... not requirements, but things that he enjoyed. And he was like, you know, I don't mind getting hit and very aggressive and rough. And that's not really my style.
Did you hit this man?
I didn't hit him, but... And I also don't like how you asked that question. Yes. Did you hit this man?
That sounds like Larry King.
Are you not a police officer?
It's not... Right. Are you a narc? I didn't know
that. Yeah, what?
It's not really in my instinct to be that aggressive with people, you know.
Yeah.
But he kind of opened. So I met him halfway. So I did only so much that I was comfortable with.
Yeah, as you should.
Like I'm not a verbally aggressive person. I'm not a physically aggressive person. But if you give me the license, I'll use it a little bit.
Yeah.
To my own comfort.
Yeah. This man he's a businessman. Though. I mean, he was pretty timely, straightforward.
So it got underway. It was over with. We were finished. And my thing is, I'm not like a cuddler.
You don't like to cuddle.
I will to a degree, but after a while it gets hot.
Okay.
You know, I like to have my room a certain temperature. So if we're I need my space, and I'm a wild sleeper too. So I move around a lot. So you really don't want to be cuddling with me like that.
just don't know if you'll get hurt.
In this case. It was late, so I wasn't gonna kick him out. I didn't say you could stay, but I was also just kind of laying there. And I was like, okay, let me just put my arm over him and be kind of cute like that. But he beat me at my own rule, at my own game, and kind of just got up, stretched, and was like, all right, man, I'm gonna go. I got a dog at home.
Oh. He's got to go take care of the dog.
But that was such a crazy thing to hear someone be like, I have to leave. My pet is waiting for me.
My pet's waiting for me at home.
I was like, oh, shit. All right. I will never pull your arm. Unless I really like you like that. Unless I'm really no, but stay. You know? But I can only count maybe on one hand
the times
that I've been come on, stay over.
This guy's the perfect hookup. I just have to say.
Didn't even know his name. Didn't
even know his name. He's perfect.
We didn't even exchange names. That was the crazy part, too.
That's Jenny, have you ever had any sort of a situation like this? I've had one in my life.
Like a one-night stand type deal?
Yeah, just a thing where you don't know somebody.
Would you even call it that? Is that fair to say?
A one-night stand? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily... I think people tend to think of one-night stands as we went out to a bar somewhere, we met up, and then we had drinks, and we did all of that, and then we went home, and then it was a wrap.
Versus hookup.
Just come over. I mean, that's what they call them. They call them the hookup apps.
Right.
These apps don't market themselves as that, but they know exactly what's going on.
Right, exactly what they're doing.
They read the messages.
I haven't really been in the hookup lifestyle. It's not really what I want.
I think it's more risky for women.
Yeah, it's a little scary. And also ultimately I do want to be held. I want to cuddle. I want you to stay over. And then I want you to love me for the rest of my life. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for.
I mean, easy,
simple.
From the same apps I've had dating situations transpire. I've gotten friends I'm somebody that I'm very clear. I try to be as clear as possible, and where there is ambiguity, one guy a few years back I'm friends with now, we met on the app, and there was a lot of witty banter back and forth, and then he was like, he was like, are you 420, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I smoke, that's fine. And then I went over to his place, and then we smoke, and then we're talking, listening to the same music, we got same music interests and stuff. And I spent the night, but we did not touch one another. We just slept together.
Gorgeous.
And then I woke back up, and
we're buddies.
Now I see this motherfucker in person, and we just chit-chat and kick
that's
it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was like friendships happen sometimes. I mean, I know plenty of gay men that their best friends are dudes that they used to hook up with,
Yeah.
And I got friends like that from back home that I'm like, oh, yeah, we We met a long time ago. Like I used to use Facebook as like a hookup app.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Back really? Then, I got so many like ex boyfriends from Detroit that like went to some like different high schools as I like.
We and you would talk. Message them on Facebook.
This was back like when. So this, I'll let y'all in on something. Maybe some okay. people don't know that Facebook used to not be what it is today. Mm-hmm. When, like the early days of Facebook used to really like be like this weird social network where your friend list. Yeah. Told you how you met, like we went to school together. Mm-hmm. We did. Oh. One way to know back then if like the person on your Facebook list was like was gay, mm-hmm. or like if your like two dudes were gay or like kind of maybe hooking up or something,
yeah.
is if underneath how they met it said they met through a friend, or okay. they met randomly. Those were two options underneath the friendship like, description.
Mm. Oh, maybe.
And I could tell every gay? Time who what dudes. Because if I knew one dude was gay, and then the other guy on the list that I didn't know was on there, I would add him because I would be like, oh yeah, he know my gay friend, but it says they met. Randomly. Or through a friend. Like, uh-huh, y'all met on Facebook. Okay, that's what happened.
That's how you met.
And, yeah, and that just like, you know, so. Yeah, I got a lot of old. I just actually went back in my old Facebook.
Oh, my
God. Oh, you did? Do you have some?
It's very cringy. I went, my ex boyfriend is now married.
Okay.
And
recently did he get married?
This from Detroit?
Yeah. Mm. He got married maybe like a year ago.
Okay.
But I just look back at all of our old messages, and I think, like, even when I was living in New York, there was a moment before he got married where he was, like, asking about, like, comedy and, like, trying to, like, get into, like, what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, our first message was back in 2008.
Okay, yes. This is an old school receipt.
But we had met one another in person mm-hmm. back then, and he was, like, maybe 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And so the message was basically like, I'm gonna fight you. Hey.
Okay.
And that's how I start every relationship okay. with threats of physical violence.
Yes, absolutely.
You said that. Yeah. And he's like, hey you. And I'm like, haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been? He didn't respond. So I'm like, get off Facebook at work, LOL. He tells me to call him.
Damn, this is some very 2008 flirting.
Yeah. he's like, I tell him my phone is off. You know, I didn't have no money back then. It won't be, I was in college. It won't be back on until Friday, I hope.
Damn.
Now, following that message, I send this, which okay. I'm embarrassed by.
Wow.
Dre, I really don't know what it is that you've done, but I'm really all the way there with you.
Oh, cute.
I'm just frustrated because I don't know if you're really feeling me like how you say you are.
Oh. Yes. Oh, my God.
And then
that's really sweet.
And then
and brave.
He texts back saying, he messages back saying, call me. And then I'm assuming we had a long conversation.
And then did you start dating?
We started dating.
Oh.
I could tell because, like, the messages kind of, like, trailed off. And, like, we don't Facebook message anymore.
Y'all texting at this point.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Once you guys come back on.
Okay. So, August 2015, which is by this time I was living here,
mm-hmm.
he hits me up, and we had been long broken up at this point. He's like, hey. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, I want to come visit and kick it. And I said, so come.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when will be good? When are you free? When's the best time and things to pop in? Do you have a show coming up? And I said, I have a lot of shows coming
up. Okay, here you go, Brad.
Yeah, let him know.
But I don't think he ever ended up coming to visit. And I mean, like, That was sort of the last few messages from more recent ones. Mm-hmm. But then I go on his Facebook and he's like married in Texas with a husband.
Wow.
Does it say where in Texas?
I think he lives in Houston.
Oh, cute. I love Houston.
That's only important to me.
So yeah.
I love Houston.
Yeah, I mean, to have like that, you know, but Facebook used to be like a really flirt heavy situation for me. Like I used to have dudes used to poke me a lot.
Okay, and that's
like the poke feature.
It's sexual.
Yeah.
The poke.
Yeah.
I mean,
it sounds like it is and it actually is.
That thing was only for flirting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was built for that.
Yeah.
For flirting for a college kid.
Yeah, sitting in your classroom flirting.
Yeah, but I mean, recent, like, even, like, speaking to recently, like, I mean, the apps, like, I've been kind of going on dates with this one. Okay. With this one guy. He's
how
really
recent. What's going on?
Same
how long?
App from Jacked.
Okay.
We've only gone out twice.
Okay.
He's younger than I am, which is usually not my, that ain't really my bag like that. Mm-hmm. Like
usually your age range is like right at where you're at.
Similar place.
It's no longer that. I used to be someone that was like, as soon as I turn an age older than I was, that age that I used to be is too young for me.
Right. Like so those people are idiots and like, I cannot date them.
Yeah, I would turn 30. I turned 30 and was like, I can't date nobody 29. Fuck yeah. But I've changed. Yeah. Like I have, this has been like, the last year has been like, well not even last, really the last year, the last like 6 months has been me trying to like change what I'm attracted to.
Okay.
Or what I think I'm like.
Trying to be open to different types of people.
Be a little bit more open because like the guy that I had been going out with mm-hmm. recently is 25.
Okay.
And I'm beginning to like notice the difference because
yes.
people say that there's like, you know, you're 31, I'm 31, he's 25. That is a big
difference. That's
and
6 years.
I mean, just in conversation, I mean, he's a smart dude and very attractive, mm-hmm. and I have no problem making out with him.
Right.
But when we start getting into certain conversations, I feel like I have to explain certain things to
okay.
him.
Like the MySpace poke feature.
Yeah, like he has never heard of that.
Yeah, like, because when we were talking about one thing, and I said, in the perspective of the age also comes into play because we started talking about one thing, and I mentioned how something happened when I was, like, in the 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I was in, like, the 3rd grade. I was like...
Oh, you're like, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Don't tell me that.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, like, I can touch you.
But, I mean, that'll always be the case so long as you're dating that person.
Yeah.
But, you know, those things happen, too, where you think that it might be, like, just a hookup. Mm-hmm. And you go on a couple dates. That's happened to me too. I mean, I've had a varied experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most of the people that I've like ended up dating have all started as hookups.
Really?
They've all started as things where like I've been in love like 3 times. And all those.
Wow. That's a lot of times.
I was that's serial monogamous for a long time.
Yes. Famously, we know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, yes. Everybody knows that. And all those situations started as like, I was like hooking up with a girl for a little bit and we were like, we don't want anything. Both of us were like, we're not interested in anything. And then like, 3 months later, we're like, this a whole thing. That's how all my relationships
it's
started.
Happening.
Yeah.
I'm dating someone younger right now. I'm 28. I'm like, it feels like 30. I don't know if...
Spiritually,
I feel like I'm 30 right yeah. now.
Don't rush into it.
Enjoy
these 20s. Enjoy the 20s while you have... I'm telling you, it goes
I
by
know.
Like that.
But that's not... Everybody Everybody doesn't have 20s energy. You know what I mean?
Know.
Some
I'm
people
like,
in
tired.
Their 20s...
Just
like,
find some. Find some. I'm telling you.
Just go get there.
You're going to look back. You're going to be like, what the fuck? I could have did so much
cocaine.
Shit. No. Yes. Okay, come on.
Alex, how old do you feel spiritually?
Well, you know what? To be honest, I mean, I feel exactly the age that I am.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I did 20s very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I feel like I did a lot. I did things that a lot of people would never even be proud of saying that they did.
Okay.
But I did, and I learned what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what I do like and what I would like to see more of. And who I, you know, do I wish that I would have been a bit more of, I do wish that I would have been more sexually open to mm-hmm. things, to different things than as I am now. I wish I would have been that way then. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit more conservative in my thinking
yeah.
about like who I was sexually
right.
to another person. Like the position that I play and the role that I
right.
play. Like, I wish that I would have been a little bit more flexible with that because I was somebody that was just always like, no, he got to look like this and he got to mm-hmm. be like this and he got to act like this. And I'm like, mm-mm, that ain't really.
You got to kind of be wearing like a sideways Yankee cap.
Okay. See, now he's referring to something particularly, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Devin's getting into it.
He's trying to make me revisit my trauma and I'm just not going to, you know, we're
and
not going to be
would...
baited into that.
Yo.
I would never ask that of you. Devin might, but I would never ask.
I wish
that
I had
you.
A picture of that man. So
oh,
you
God.
Oh, my God.
There's this guy that, like tried to add me on Facebook, and I showed it to him and to Devin and Gary, and they would never let me live it down.
No, that's
oh,
not
no,
what
also
we're
the guy.
About.
There's another guy from
yeah.
Jack that
yeah,
we're pretty
we're
sure that we're pretty sure was a serial killer that I was like open to
you were into it.
You said you're getting more open and flexible about who you're willing to see, and serial killers might be on the list.
But there was no excuse for me to be hooking up with
a serial killer.
He was pretty crazy. Like,
did you ever hang out with that dude?
No. Okay. No, he ended up like, because I ended up deleting, you know, by the time we
I was seeing someone.
Okay. Yeah. I had like a summer situation.
That's the best.
I love a summer situation. Actually, we can talk about this too.
Okay, because, yeah, let's get into it.
So there was during the summer I wasn't in a relationship, but I was like
I was dating somebody
exclusively for a handful of months.
Yes. Yeah. Classic New York relationship.
And
that's the
we
style.
Were trying. So let me get your take on it. I forget what your take was, Devin, but.
No, you don't.
No, I do, because the take on what is technically a DM slide.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy that I was seeing over the summer, mm-hmm. we met on Instagram. He started liking photos of mine.
Okay.
And I followed him because mm-hmm. I noticed it, and I was like, oh, okay, this guy is cute. But I never really said anything to him.
Okay.
Then he pops up on his the Insta story thing, mm-hmm. and I see him do something. And so you know how you lift up the thing to give mm-hmm. the emoji reaction.
Yes.
I respond to it with that. I don't say anything.
Right, but you sent him the crying face, the heart eyes.
I forget what it was. It was so long
ago. Celebrate party horn.
But it was an emoji. It was an Instagram response. It was automated response. It was not something that I said.
Do you want to pull it up for us?
I mean,
we got the receipts.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we want to see the receipts.
Let's go back.
I think that might be our catchphrase. We need the receipts, baby.
We need the receipts. Okay, if it'll allow me.
Twice.
That far. Okay, we're gonna go back.
Really,
we're gonna go back.
Phrase.
We'll find it.
We're gonna go
we're
back.
Gonna
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Uh huh.
I'm a liar.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, this is why we got to go back to the receipts.
Yeah, this is why the receipts are. So
I didn't realize that I did say something after I sent the emoji thing.
Which emoji?
The heart eye.
Heart eye?
Wait, no, that. Thank you. Wait, I take back everything I just said. Thank you for pointing that out. I did not see that. Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew's coming in.
That's a picture of me. I posted a picture of myself, and he gave the heart eye. I was ready to make myself
you
the
were.
Person.
It is clearly a picture of your face.
I responded to something else that he posted in his story after that, because I like the fact that he gave me the heart eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... there was a debate once we started dating
mm-hmm.
on who technically slid first. Because he claims that I did because I sent him a message. When
he slid first.
Because this went to my DMs, correct?
Yeah, he slid first. The heart eyes emojis is a hard flirt slide into the DMs.
I feel like Devin was against me back then.
I wasn't against you. I don't know if a react response, I don't know if one of those reaction responses counts.
Where does it show up? It don't show up on the feed.
I feel like sliding in the...
Huh? He already liked a lot of your photos.
Yeah.
But we talking about DM slides. I think
sliding in the DMs, you got to say words.
No, I think the react emoji also counts. I think that's a soft slide.
It's heart eyes.
The heart eyes is a hard flirt. That is definitely sliding into the DMs. I'm not saying it's like a steep slide. I'm saying that's the softest little slide in, but that's a way of starting the conversation. Absolutely, he slid into your DMs.
You know, that dating situation went on for a period.
For the summer.
For the summer. Into the fall.
Alex and I were both dating people over the summer.
Yeah.
Was that fun? Did you double date?
Well, these two people...
I don't think we ever went anywhere together.
That wasn't the vibe.
As a group.
That wasn't the vibe. But these two people, this guy and the girl that I was seeing, became friends.
Oh.
Yes, they did.
And were like good friends.
Are they still friends?
I don't know.
I don't
really know.
I don't think they hang. Well, here's the thing. It was just becoming too comfortable too quickly for me. Like, I had already known Devin and the woman that he was mm-hmm. seeing. They were already established. She was coming to our shows and stuff. Like, I had already had that rapport, and he had just came into the situation, and I felt like it was just a little bit too quickly.
Too strong.
Too comfortable. I was like, I don't know what this is going to be. I don't mm-hmm. need you getting too close with anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not somebody that brings people around. Mm-hmm. I don't bring... unless I know for sure that you're going to be around, you know. And so I did have hope. I had hope, but I was still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it just became very, you know, things just started moving really fast.
Yes.
They're gonna listen to this podcast.
Okay. And it's not
I'm
like,
not I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just not saying, saying, you know, and
I still, because I will never like speak ill of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There wasn't, you know, there wasn't a bad, I mean, there was
he's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. So yeah. I was just like, you know, I was feeling pressure that I felt like I shouldn't have been feeling so quick.
Right. That makes total sense.
You know?
Yeah. It's hard. And you want the person that you're seeing's friends to like you. Like, that's a thing that I feel so strongly with.
But I also don't want you, like, hanging out with, and I mean, Devin, yeah. Devin would say, I would ask Devin, like, we would talk about it, and I would be like, if you want them, like, cause like they would be, I would like log into Instagram and see right. him hanging out at her house and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really? Like they were
we would like be
like
at shows and stuff. Like they would be like together
hanging
and I'm
out
like,
without
I don't know if
you.
I like that.
Oh, they were like going to brunch together.
Yeah,
they were like going to each other's apartment.
Yeah. This is a whole other level,
right? It's another for somebody, and we were only seeing each other for like a few months. So that's why I was like, well, we need to ease up for a second. Mm-hmm. This isn't that yet.
Okay. Yeah.
An interesting thing that I noticed is after I stopped seeing this girl, the two of them like stopped hanging out.
Oh.
Like
after we both
broke the thing
because
off,
that's how I knew. I'm like, yeah, y'all don't have any other really real connection besides the two of us. So what is exactly, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, they right. were like, were they the same? Were they the same ethnicity?
Different types of Asian.
Okay.
Okay.
Outside of that, like y'all really don't have two different. I mean, he's not lying. That's true.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
beautiful. True.
Yeah. But you know, I just so like yeah, I mean Instagram dating, Facebook dating, Jack dating. I mean Tinder. Oh, so I went to DC to perform two weekends ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is not so much jacked, and not so much the location based mm-hmm. apps, because that can get kind of tricky. But with Tinder,
okay.
I do enjoy going into a new town
and seeing who's on Tinder
and
in that
just
city.
Being that, you know, being like, that guy, yeah. that new guy in town. Because even on the apps, even on like the dating and the grid apps, like you know, you pop up, you who is this? Like
yeah,
they don't
this new person?
They don't live here. I've never seen them before. And then you become like
you're the hot thing.
I'm here. Yeah. What's up? There was this guy that I met on Tinder, and I'm gonna read you the profile.
Please,
receipts, baby.
Please give us that receipt,
works
baby.
Works at the American Red Cross.
Oh,
okay, giving back
saves
to the community.
People.
Yeah. So the profile said, "Chilled, relaxed dog dad."
Oh, another dog dad.
No. Into traveling, hiking. Ukulele playing.
Okay.
Ooh, so white.
Good. Oh, very black.
Okay.
It's good. A black ukulele player.
Breaking boundaries.
He's also into good and shitty beers.
Nice.
Sports, mm-hmm. peanut M&Ms, and reading. Good vibes only, open to possibilities. If honesty and integrity are issues for you, swipe left AF.
Oh.
This guy sounds lame.
He also sweet.
This guy sounds
so,
lame.
So,
I'm
sorry. But he's very attractive.
That's
but he's
lame,
very
though.
But he was very, he's very attractive.
Oh, he's hot.
So
he's tall.
Yes, he is.
This is a tall.
So,
Andrew changed his tune up.
So I was, and I mean pictures like that where you're standing on rocks and
yes.
rock climbing and shit. So I was out like out and about during the day texting him like you know whatever, and he told me he was like, okay, we should meet up.
Yes.
Like for a drink, whatever, before your shows.
100%.
I want to meet you, but I have an XFL game to go to.
The DC Defenders. It was the first game.
I was attracted immediately. I was like, oh my God, you like trash. Like, you love football like this. Like, not even real football. Like, this
it's,
bullshit.
It's a new league that just
It's
started.
A new league. Well, it got resurrected. It used to be back in the day.
Yes.
And this was kind of like my intuition told me this from the beginning, like just from the profile alone. But by the time we met up, I was like, oh, I know what's getting ready to happen here. Two black dudes who frequently date white men are getting together.
Okay.
That's Fascinating.
Yeah, this is really because this he a definitely case study.
He, anytime like a black dude is like a ukulele player, I'm like, oh yeah, you definitely be fucking white dude.
You say yeah. Anytime like there's a bunch of them.
Is there, I mean, if there yeah, were if there were many, this is exactly one of the bunch. Yeah, you know?
Andrew, did you say you've met all of them?
You've met all of them. Okay, well, you better go to DC. Yeah, you better go to DC. He's looking for you. I mean, we made out.
Okay.
A couple times, and then
where did y'all like go on a date or?
So when I before I went to my show, I was like looking for like some shit to do. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, let's hang. I'm like, you know, I had a friend that like was suggesting all these like random like day parties and bars. Looking, mm-hmm. I mean, there were like college basketball games on too. Okay. So I was like, is there like a bar I can go to watch? And then he told me, and I go to this bar, and there's like sure enough like this party. It's like okay. this like day party happening. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like really doing a whole lot. So I'm gonna like go to like the upstairs part of the mm-hmm. bar, but the music is playing, but there's like sports playing on right. the television. So I'm like, oh, let me sit here, charge my phone, sit back, mm-hmm. watch the people, you know, it's like a straight bar.
Okay.
I'm like looking at all these straight people. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I mean, I just love being in straight places because yeah. that's where you also find gay men. You do.
Andrew saying no.
You yeah, do. How? You find gay men in straight like straight parties, straight gatherings, straight all the time.
How
Alex,
do you know?
Alex also loves a straight. Alex also loves out. A straight man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alex loves a straight man.
I know. Yes. Well,
it's bad.
It's so bad
it's
for
bad,
me too.
But I mean, you know, that's the great environment.
The straighter seeming, the better.
I know.
Not even seeming. Just straight.
Just actually straight. I know, me too. Nothing. I'm also like, why am I addicted to straight men?
There's nothing better than a man that loves women.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nothing more attractive. No. He shows up mm-hmm. to this place. And I mean, I told him, I was like full on like, caution. I'm just telling you, there's like a whole party happening.
Yeah.
And I'm not a part of it. I'm sitting here. He's like, okay, no big deal, whatever. He shows up. By this point, I was having a whole conversation with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
That was sitting next to me at the bar. We were just chit chatting. Like I met a stranger, just mm-hmm. sitting there talking. And he shows up, and then he buys me a bunch of drinks. So I'm like, oh, this
Perfect.
Guy's great.
Love that.
This guy's great, you know. And we kind of just left it at that. I was on my way to my show, so he wasn't really like. He was like, I'm not going to, you know, crowd you. I don't want to go to your shows. It's fine. I said, mm-hmm. I like
that. That's nice. Yeah,
if only I lived in D.C., you know?
Yeah.
You love D.C.
Maybe D.C. is
really, it's literally one of my favorite places.
One time specifically, I remember, I think it was this past summer, you were in D.C. for shows, and we were in our group chat, me, you, and Gary. We were all texting, and we were like, yeah, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm being very black and very gay in D.C.
Wasn't it that weekend that you came and opened for my my long set that I did?
Maybe, was it the day before? Maybe did I come on Saturday?
You came on the second
And
night.
We were texting mm-hmm.
you
on Friday. You
came
Friday.
On the second, yeah,
maybe
I mean, because it was during D.C.'s Pride.
Oh, fun.
It was the fell on the weekend that I was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect.
So, yeah, I mean, I was on the apps, like, sending all of the dudes my flyer. I was like, hey,
yeah, come to my show.
I literally have no shame. Like, I will put, like, yeah, I'm a comic here. I'm not, come to this thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've had dudes from the apps, like, come to my show.
Yeah, you gotta hustle. Anywhere you can get an audience member, that's perfect. And also, if maybe you're gonna make out too, perfect.
Speaking of.
Okay, here we go.
So let's get into it.
I got a very odd DM recently.
Okay.
That I have not accepted, because, you know, when you're not following the person, it goes right. to like your spam thing, and I kind of want to respond to it. Like,
yeah, let's come up with a response.
Because so this guy whom his profile is like locked, so I can't really see. He has like two people that I know follow him, but
okay, can we see the image?
The image is kind of just like some shadowy figure.
It's
and like a
truly an artistic shadowy figure.
Yeah. It does look kind
of
cool.
It looks like it came from like the Museum of Illusions over
yes.
in Chelsea, because I have a photo. I have a picture that's similar.
Oh yeah, you do.
But he says, excuse me, he says, hey, we matched, we he meant to say matched, he said watched.
Okay.
He corrected himself later. We matched on Tinder once. I should have messaged you back.
Oh.
With three emojis thinking.
Okay.
Now.
Sort of like the this guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to read the tone of this message. Because I'm like, what was so different in my Tinder that you should have like met you. You're now like, what is it about my Instagram that you saw that mm-hmm. made you be like, man, I should have messaged you back? What was that?
Maybe he just has regrets. Maybe it came at a different time in his life.
Can you cross reference the time? You know,
like, I can't see, because I don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm. No. But I'm saying, like, cross reference what was happening on your Instagram around the time.
Oh yeah, what did you post? Did you post a thirst trap?
Well, no. I mean,
was it that picture of you in the shorts from the summertime?
No, remember? This was sent yesterday.
No, he knows.
This was
sent like 2 days ago. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
What shorts? What are you talking about?
The one where you're shirtless with the shorts on in the grass.
Are you talking about from Pride? Like last year?
Was that from Pride?
That was from Pride, yeah. But I mean, that's not recent.
Okay.
Like, so the most recent stuff is, like, I went out with my friends. I'm on a show. I was in D.C. Mm-hmm. And, like, okay, so what I'm thinking, mm-hmm. to answer my own question.
Yes, answer your question, since we're not being helpful.
No. I'm just giving y'all something. Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm just always a little suspicious because I'm like, oh, do you see that I'm a comic, mm-hmm. and I work on the road and maybe I've been on television before? Mm-hmm. Is it that I'm starting to, like, think, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to read what the tone of that message was.
Like, is he fame hungry a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not famous. I don't know what he's thinking about, you know, when he says, I should have messaged you back. Just message me back then. The message is still there.
Like, yeah, message me on Tinder.
Did you unmatch me or something? And then you saw me and was like, oh, wait. Hold on. Mm. He has a show. He's going to be in Boston on Friday. He's on a podcast that's popular. Or what? You know what I mean?
So yeah, is it?
I'm just a little leery of, like, that particular mm-hmm. message. But also, it's pretty honest. So it's like, hey.
Do you think another pod, like, Seek Treatment, did that come out at the same time?
Could he have listened to Seek Treatment?
Your DMs kind of popped off after that.
Yo, I got a lot of people talking to me. I was like, wow, this is kind of nice.
Now, yeah. So your podcast app came out. And then people were hitting you up?
I mean, you know, I was talking about some pretty chill stuff. You know, I was being real, you know, just myself, you know, just being cool. And maybe someone maybe heard me somewhere and maybe they were like, oh, okay, now I should have hit this guy up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think people maybe read me differently online than I come off in person or on over the airwaves.
Right. In audio. I hope that our podcast someday is one where people will hit up our guests.
It will.
For, like, horny it will. DMs. Devin, I hope that we're Devin, horny.
Fingers crossed.
You should see Devin. It's when we're doing our shows, these women that, like, show up.
I believe it.
And, like, I have no idea. He's shaking his head.
I believe it.
Now,
I know. Devin doesn't understand really, that he's a really hot person.
That's not true.
Well, people really be, like, in his face. You had that one girl at Union Hall that was like, oh, I was in your DMs and you ignored it. Like, that one time she ran up on you and was like,
when was this?
We were doing Union Hall. We were somewhere. I think it might have been for Carmen Christopher's hour that he did. And that woman came up to you and was like, I slid in your DMs and you ignored me. And you kind of just had to sit there and was like, yeah, giving that face. You gave that face of just like sheer ambivalence.
Like, okay. Like, this happens to you literally every day of your life.
I don't remember that happening, but
Devin be getting
know.
All of the ladies like popping off and his DMs are like, oh God, so unchristian-like.
No, that might have been before I was a Christian comedian. That might have been the situation.
Oh my God.
Right now, I'm really focused on my, you see, now I'm getting Christian DMs. That's what I'm putting out into the world.
No.
Because you're tricking Christian women into thinking that you're a Christian.
You had to tell
that woman that you're not really, you're playing with God.
Don't play
with God.
I told her she didn't like it.
Don't, yeah. Yeah.
I told her.
Also, church in New York is not that great.
Okay. Do you want to message this guy back or do you want to see him?
I mean,
or
what
no?
should I ask him? Should I be like, what does that mean? Or should I come off less defensive?
I also
really am always leery of like accepting these like random messages because I'm like, oh, because I get those reply guys too that like I say thank you to a compliment and then like that turns into
and then
a whole
never
like,
stops.
I'm like, and then I get messages like, you know, why aren't we doing? I'm like, I don't
have time for this anymore.
But if I do kind of want to answer this and be like, who are you? I also want to know who this is that
try. Sometimes if somebody has like a private profile.
The phantom account.
Sometimes I'll go ahead and follow them and then sort of like see what the deal is, kind of scroll through. And if it's not looking cool, then
you'll unfollow.
I'll just kind of pop back out of there.
Run away.
I feel like this gives me the license at least to be like, well, who are you?
Yeah, I think you can be like.
Where do you know me from? Where do we know each other
from?
Yeah,
when did we match?
Well, he said Tinder.
When did we match?
So like,
okay.
When... when was this and who are you? I think that's a fair question.
I think that is fair. But
no,
also a little aggressive.
That's yeah, so, that is. Yeah, who are you? Who
well, he coming at me like I should have messaged you back.
Like, hey, what's up? Sorry, I don't even have a microphone, you guys.
No, I'm just like, What is a soft way to be like?
A soft.
Who are you?
There's been times before where people like reach out and I'm like, hey, like not to be rude or anything.
Okay, maybe
like,
I'll start it with like, hey.
Where do we know each other from?
But this is the thing. He's answered that already. He's saying Tinder.
You could say like, have we met in real life before? I've said.
We haven't.
Sorry about your regrets.
that's the part I'm struggling with because I'm like, well, what was it? What was it about my Tinder? Should I change something in my Tinder because motherfuckers ain't messaging me?
I think you could say that. I think you could say that. You could be like, what was it that like made you want to reach out or something like that? Something to that extent.
What was it that made you? What if he responded right now?
I would love that. I really am hoping that he's quick on the trigger.
Well, okay. So I said, hey, LOL. Well, mm-hmm. What was it that made you reach out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's perfect.
Also, fuck you. No. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
We'll see. Maybe he got his notifications. If he's like me, he doesn't have his notifications on, so he doesn't know when people. I don't have my notifications on.
You don't have Instagram and notifications?
What's y'all stance on, like, response times? You know, like say you receive it. When, like, how long ago did you get that DM from that dude?
Well, I got that message on Sunday.
I think DMs in your general inbox, it does not matter if you respond or not or what the timeline.
People got jobs. People got lives. People out here getting murdered in the streets. You know,
absolutely.
People foreclosing on their houses. Yeah.
Shout out Detroit.
It's almost tax season.
It's tax season. People busy. So I don't be holding people to these, you know, messages and stuff like that.
I
don't
get mad about
that. But what's your state? Like, how do you just, like, will you let it chill? Like, say you get a response and you're like at the house and or somebody like DMs you.
I gotta wait to think of something good to say sometimes too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be like, maybe I don't have the thing that I wanna say to you at the exact moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. I gotta think on it.
You know, I gotta be creative. I gotta come up with something real funny.
Right.
We gotta let it marinate.
Yeah.
Jenny, when you were single, were you cool about it or were you like
When I was single and I was texting someone because I wanted to, like, meet up with them, if I didn't get a response within the hour, I would be freaking out being like, oh, absolutely, I am garbage and they don't like me, which I know is not healthy.
Yeah, it's not the great way to look at it.
But I definitely was, like, so anxious about, like, reaching out and being, like, flirty that I would want someone to respond immediately. Did he respond?
No, I have a theory, though.
Okay, what's your theory?
That I've been thinking about.
What you got?
And I don't know, Devin, I mean, maybe there's some validity to this.
What's up?
But ever since I grew my hair out,
okay,
white men have been, like, hitting me up way more.
Like your facial hair?
The hair on my head.
Okay. Like, head hair.
I don't know. Way.
I have never had this many white men, like, go after me.
I don't know
about
that.
Interesting.
Ever.
I don't know about that.
I feel like there's some correlation to it.
I think haircuts can make a big difference.
I used to have like just a dark Caesar, like a fade cut. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. I feel like there's something to that. Like my look changed and then these guys came. Or maybe because I just became more accessible. I don't know, but it's been the racial thing for me has always been like I never really had like access to white men like I do now.
What about in college?
I did then, but I wasn't really like that open to it yet.
Okay,
like I was still just like really only messing around with black guys. Mm. It wasn't until I got to New York and kind of started like doing that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just been thinking about that.
That's like, an interesting theory.
I just been thinking about it because, like, lately my DMs it's just been white guys.
Okay,
and I'm like, that's interesting. I'm like, what? I'm just something that I've like, it's like an uptick.
I have no idea.
Like, I don't know.
I feel like I've been around for your wife.
Is there like an email blast, Andrew, in the gay white community? Like,
are they on the mailing list? Alex English is out there.
What do we think about this, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been around for your white man phase. I feel like you were...
It's been a long phase, friend. I don't know. It might be here to stay.
Wow.
I mean, I support you in it. I have no issue with that.
Well, no, I've always just been like, whoever wants to get down with me can get down with me. I'm not, I don't give a fuck what you are, you know, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
You know, the Asian men love me. Mm-hmm. The white men love me. Shut up, Devin. Shut up, Devin. There's, I can only say this. There is someone right now that if they wanted to get in a relationship with me, if they came up to me and said, Alex, let's let's do that. Mm-hmm. I would not hesitate at all.
Frank Ocean.
No. No. Also, he would never look at me.
This is what you say.
Not what I say. It's clear. It's clear. He likes exactly what he likes. He also has a boyfriend.
He does have a boyfriend.
I thought they broke up.
No.
No, he absolutely sings about his boyfriend.
That
and
young
makes
man
perfect
is in his
music.
Life and has been in his life.
Yeah, he makes perfect music about that young man.
Yeah, he's out here writing whole songs about whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know his
name. It doesn't matter.
The Latin dude?
Yes.
I thought they broke up.
Puerto Rican. No, he's with him still. To my knowledge, he's still with him. So he said in an interview like last year that they've been together for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So Alex,
he ain't looking at me.
Would you say that you're looking for something long term or consistent? What are you looking for?
Yeah, what do you want in the future?
What's the future?
You know what? I get on these podcasts. I feel like somebody could take all the podcasts I've been on when I get asked this question and be like, motherfucker, there are some inaccuracies.
A couple inconsistencies here.
I mean, I change. Yes, it's time for me to like kind of, you know, because I have been thinking lately about like, I hate you. I hate your face.
Yeah,
I hate your face.
Alex is telling us.
This is news to me, so I'm listening just like this.
I know what he's thinking.
I'm just excited to hear what's coming up.
I've just been thinking about like what kind of like, I mean, I think about it like this. I'll be 40 in 9 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 31. And I know that's, like, a long way to go as a stretch.
9 years is pretty long.
But I'll be 40, and I'm like, do I really want to be where I am now there? Do I want to, like, be there in that way? Like, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing the same shit that I'm doing.
I know. I don't want to be on the apps at 40.
Yeah, it's just something very, like, you know, off-putting. I'm like, every time I see some dude that's, like, 45, I'm like, oh, no, sir, this is... Mm-hmm.
How old was that dude when we went to that sports bar? How old was that guy?
I don't know if he was, like, over 42. Like, okay. He was older than... I mean, this guy I met on an app, and I brought Devin to this gay sports bar.
Yeah. And they were disappointed that you brought me. Were they?
I wasn't really,
because it was two. It was me and Alex, and then it was the dude that he came to meet up with.
Continue. Oh my god! Yes. But continue.
It was the dude that Alex came to meet up with his friend, and you could tell that like Alex and this guy are kind of talking, and then I don't know, at a certain point in the conversation, I was like, I'm straight, and like that came out, and they were like, oh.
Like, what are you doing here?
They're like, that's...
It's like some of these guys just act like, you know, when you're gay, you can only have gay friends. I'm like, sir, this is not the case for me. And I brought my gay friend my straight friend into this gay bar.
Yeah.
But we were watching sports. We were actually watching a game. And so he told me to meet up with him, but he was like he was just too sexual. And I was like, you suck.
Like, we don't need that.
He was just doing a lot of like explicit.
That guy's personality also kind of sucks.
It was just a bad personality. But
okay, what's the message?
So the message I received just now from the gentleman.
Wow, that was quick.
Right. He said, LOL, I came across your Instagram and I thought, damn, he's cute and pretty funny. And then in a second message, he says, Instagram is a better dating app than Tinder.
Wow.
Okay.
Fair.
Beautiful.
There's more pictures.
We might be here at the start of something.
Okay, this might be the beginning of something beautiful.
And also, this happened, like, he got that message right in the midst of when he was talking about what he's looking for in the long term.
This
so
might
it's
be
like,
fate.
Maybe God trying to tell us something.
Yeah, maybe God actually is listening to you, Devin.
I mean, as a Christian comedian.
God, please don't encourage that. Please don't. Okay, well. Oh, well, he has now seen that I've seen the message, so.
Here we go.
I hate Instagram for that feature only. They need to turn the read receipts off. Like,
yeah.
They don't need to see that I saw it.
I want to be able to see if everybody else saw my message, but I don't want it to be reciprocal.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love that power.
I don't want to know if people read it.
I feel like certain people can turn it off. I feel like once you get verified, you might have a choice.
I'm sure there are more things available to you when you have a check.
They're totally.
I hope so. I hope once I get the check, my life freaking changes.
It's a different Instagram experience.
I hope everything
changes. You have different.
But so, I mean, all that's left in this conversation at this point to go is to be like, you can. I mean, here's my thing. I don't like that. I can see you, but you can't see me.
Yes, you
so
need
I
a picture.
Like, who are you?
You got to follow
him. You need a picture.
You got
to
follow him.
No, I don't. I need to ask who he is.
Yeah, you need a picture. Absolutely. The next thing is you need a picture, and we need to know if he's cute.
I will follow and unfollow.
Okay, so like, Devin will follow him for you and then tell you.
I will do that for you.
He'll see that you guys know each other.
Exactly.
I have a bunch of pictures with Alex on my Instagram, like a lot.
Yeah, we are documented friends. Well, I said, oh, thank you. And I kind of left it at that. We'll see how he replies.
This is beautiful.
Yes, he will. Because I've already engaged in the conversation.
He's going to reply.
He started it. I'm going to wait until he becomes like, all right, well, show yourself.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Come out of the shadows. Artistic, like, shadows.
Who are you on my Tinder? That's how.
Ooh, ooh, right. Yeah, that's good.
Who are, so I can look you up.
Wait, or like, when did we talk?
When, you when know? Did, oh. Yeah. How far back did we speak?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I feel
I love
like,
this. I think Alex has some work to do. Yeah, we'll, I feel like
we're gonna we'll report but back
I am,
on this.
But week. I am looking for, you know, I'm just trying to figure out who I could, like, you know, be the one person that I said that I would if they were down mm-hmm. to like make that happen. It's someone that I would like be like, oh, okay. I could see us living together mm-hmm. and sharing and fun experiences and like being like very, very like intimate and just like cool. It was very, very cool for we're already friends, mm-hmm. you know? So there's that. There's that element.
You're saying this person already exists.
He's out there.
This person is a friend.
He's a friend. He's out there.
Yeah. But that's it. You know what I mean? And I'm not pressing anything.
Okay.
But if that were the case, then after my experiences with this friend,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think it'd be a very nice and very healthy relationship.
You guys, I know who he's talking about.
I don't know.
It's
I don't know.
He's talking about
don't.
Me.
About who?
He's talking about me. This is all about
oh
me.
Oh my god!
This is about Devin Walker, and
I mean,
this is, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
a known love for straight.
If
man.
I was gonna say it on anything, it'd be his podcast.
Yeah, exactly. This is the time.
Yeah, this would be the time.
We already live together, so we know that we
know
can,
what that's like.
So Devin, I mean, give it up.
we can talk. We can work it out. Actually, we'll talk about this off pod. But.
Okay. Update. He says he deleted his Tinder.
Okay.
Fair.
He's a ghost.
So now he's definitely making me follow him.
Yep. See, you got to see what it's about. I feel like Jenny.
I can't even tell what he is in this silhouette. Like, is this a black person? Is it a white person? Like, people suck.
Well, guys, I think that's all we got for y'all today. We'll report back on Alex's
my findings.
Yeah, Alex's, we'll let you know.
Alex's finding. Receipts.
Yeah, this was Receipts Pod. If you want to send us receipts to help look at your receipts and tell you some advice or judge them, we'll do it. Email us receiptspod@gmail.com.
Yeah. I'm Devin.
I'm Jenny.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.